The Boise International Market is throwing its grand opening celebration tomorrow. Individual businesses at the market have been opening since last fall. There are now 16 up and running. 6 more will be coming soon. The indoor market is modeled on open-air bazaars found all over the world. Many of its stalls and small shops are owned by refugees and immigrants who have taken out microloans to start their businesses. On the eve of the grand opening, Adam Cotterell will introduce us now to a few of them.
One of the first people you're likely to see when you enter the Boise International Market is Kutakira Mbera.
I try, like everybody who comes in here, at least, you know, say hi to them, give them a smile. You know, they come in frowning and, you know, hi.
Mbera's stall is right in front of one of the main entrances. She sells African clothes, sandals, jewelry, and vegetables her husband grows. The dresses on display make the stall an explosion of color. Mbera says her sister in Tanzania makes them, and she does alterations. If Mbera doesn't greet you, her precocious, not quite 2-year-old daughter will. The building owner calls the girl the market ambassador.
She constantly sneaking out and running off, and I have to go get her.
Mbera says she and all 3 of her kids are here every day. Mbera sits at a sewing machine. Her 3-year-old boy is asleep under the table, and she has a baby balanced on one knee.
Oh, here, this is my little son. He's just born like a couple of months after the market was open. So we consider him the firstborn of the market. Yeah, even had a baby shower for him here.
Mbera spent part of her childhood in a refugee camp in Kenya after her family was displaced by the Somali Civil War. She was resettled in Arizona 10 years ago, then came to Boise to marry her childhood sweetheart. This type of market may be new to Boise, but it's familiar to Mbera. In Africa, she says, her father made traditional handicrafts like fans, baskets, and brooms.
I go to school, come home, help my dad do those kind of things and go to the market and go sell them. I used to be a little business person.
She's not the only business owner here with entrepreneurial experience. Kibram Milash and his wife Taras own the Ethiopian and Eritrean restaurant. It's the 3rd restaurant they've owned. They lost the 1st to war. Then they opened a new one in the refugee camp where they lived before being placed in Boise.
Wow, it's so hard. It's so hard to own a restaurant in the refugee camp.
Milash says they cooked with charcoal outside in a place that sometimes reached 120 degrees.
We don't have any freezer, refrigerator, no electricity. Even the house is built with clay. We built ourselves. And then even the chairs and the tables are also made out of clay.
Milash says in the camp, at first all people had to eat was a monthly ration of wheat, salt, and oil. But then relatives in stable countries began sending in money, and an entire economy grew among the makeshift clay houses. His stainless steel kitchen in the Boise International Market is a big change. And business?
It's really, really good. We didn't expect like this, actually. We are busy when we start from the first day.
Another business owner, Prem Suba, has a little grocery store. He's a member of Bhutan's persecuted Nepali minority. He'll sell you everything you need to make an authentic Himalayan meal. He says start with a bag of red rice.
It is good for health. It's grown in very high altitude, like 8,000 from sea level. You know, it's a very cold place.
Then you'll need some hot peppers. Suba says Bhutanese like their food very spicy. Then he recommends a bag of traditional dried radish.
Which I am having out of stock right now. I have only one right now.
Suba's store is having trouble. He says it's not demand, but supply that's hurting his business. Suba says he's struggling to find reliable suppliers who import Nepali and Bhutanese products and are willing to sell to Boise.
But I believe that one day when you have good channels, good suppliers, we definitely make good place.
Back at the front of the market, Kutakira Mbera says she has good days and not so good ones.
Every business has its own ups and downs. Same thing here.
But she says after life in the refugee camp and then years doing landscaping work with her husband in Boise, she has no complaints.
So to be in here and the AC running, I am more than happy.
Tomorrow's grand opening goes from 11 to 7 at the Boise International Market on Franklin and Curtis. It will feature live music and dance from around the world. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.